Hi, Langga.
This is Jared.
And this is Apple.
Welcome to the Langga Speaks podcast.
Join our beloved conversations
about God's love and joy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Langga Speaks podcast. Happy New Year
to you. Hindi lang siya month-ender, year-ender din siya. Hello, mga Langga. Hello from the three of us. Dahil yes, kasama again naman po namin si Maria Gianna.
At least mas quiet siya ngayon.
Oo, tulog eh.
Oo, milk drunk na naman siya.
Oo, sana naman lang ka, behave ka. Wala akong maririnig na parang...
Wala. Natanggal ko yan sa editing last time.
Ah,
hindi masyadong obvious. At saka siyempre, we were very thankful for being able to record at the end of the, almost at the end of the year.
Mm.
Well, when I upload this, it's the last day of the year.
Oo.
And I would like to thank Kevin, Mark Ola, for, you know, being insensitive.
Ay, insensitive? Bakit naman? Paki-explain.
Kasi grabing follow-up niya. Hindi, joke lang.
Ay, talaga.
But thank you kasi it gives us, you guys keeping in touch with us is an affirmation na, yes.
May sense pa rin yung mga sinasabi natin.
May sense pa rin. Kaabang-abang pa rin yung mga pinagsasabi namin dito.
Alam mo, nakakamiss din kaya yung weekly natin.
Gawin kaya natin resolution na mag-weekly.
Ay, wow. Pero sa totoo lang, nakakamiss din siya.
Ayaw naman. Kasi it's our form of date. It's just been tough lately kasi nga, tatlo na sila. Minsan nakakatulog na ako.
Or minsan ako'y nakakatulog.
Ang hirap din. Tapos nandito kayo sa studio ko, tapos magtatrabaho pa ako, nandito rin kayo.
Papabayaan man na kami. Dito na kami
natutulog. Mamaya magre-record pa ako ng sa halo, tapos nagre-retake ako kasi humihilig kayo.
Or nagbabasa ako, tapos narinig mo yung ng pages, diba?
Shoutout naman. Baka naman, halo, pardalan nyo ako ng isolation booth.
Aray. Happy anniversary nga pala sa'yo. Diba, naka one
thank
year
you
ka
thank
na.
You,
praise
thank
God
you,
for that.
And of course, it's the new year. And we wanted to do, you know, some kind of push.
Ay, push.
Sa inyong lahat. At of course, we're talking about ourselves here as well. Mm. We're talking to ourselves here in this episode. Kasi kailangan na din naming marinig itong mga message na to.
Right.
And it's all about doing it afraid.
Mm.
There are so many things na kinakatakutan natin in the future. As much as we are looking forward to
with a new year, new dreams, new hopes.
Yes, for sure may mga bagay na is holding you back. Mm. Parang ready ba ako? Ready ko bang harapin na naman ang panibagong taon?
Mm, ready na ba ako bumalik sa trabaho?
Yes,
mga
but there's
ganyan.
Something, you know, there's something miraculous in every single new year.
Yes.
Gives you a new perspective. Like, kahit na isang araw lang naman yung difference. Like, yeah, right?
Although technically, this decision of doing something afraid can be done any day of the year. But there's just a certain significance siguro.
May magical feeling.
Yes.
Na parang clean slate pagdating ng January 1 or December 31. You're looking forward na as if something erases or resets. Like a reset button for you, for your life. And so, we want to provide a bit of a push for all of us, mga langga, in five simple steps on how we can, you know, do it afraid.
Mm.
Whatever, maybe it's a relationship you're planning to start next year. Maybe it's a business, a job challenge, or a new job.
Or maybe
a new career.
Or maybe it's just wanting to become a better version of yourself.
So,
right? In any form, physically, emotionally, mentally.
Mas gusto mo na maging mas makapal next year?
Right? You know, to be confident. Confident is a translation, right?
Confident ba?
Oo, okay, confident sige. Yun.
Okay. Yun yung prayer ko, mas maging makapal. Anyway.
Confident. All right. Step number one is to acknowledge and accept your fear.
Mm-hmm.
So what is fear?
Fear is a natural human emotion. Lahat naman tayo natatakot. Kahit na may pananampalataya tayo, meron pa rin tayong kinakatakutan.
Truth.
You know, there's a holy fear that they call it a holy fear.
Yes. But there's just like plain fear. Like,
yeah.
And sometimes it's irrational. Like,
exactly.
Like for myself, pag may nakita kong ibon.
Mm.
Diba?
Well, it's not irrational because you can see it. But kasi may acronym yung fear, diba?
Oo.
False evidence appearing real.
Well, my irrational fear is that all birds around me are out to get me.
Correct. Alam mo, mga kalanda.
Irrational fear ko when I'm driving, itong pa-open yung bintana, oh feeling ko na may
someone
makapas.
Someone will just go.
No, not someone. A bird.
Someone tuloy.
And cause all kinds of mayhem sa car yan. Irrational fear yan.
Sorry ko lang sa mga langga. This last, yesterday, Friday, pumunta tayo sa Dolphinarium.
Yes.
Pero katabi ng Dolphinarium, merong bird show.
Oh my God.
Sabi ng anak namin, why can't we go to the bird show?
And I answered, anak, because I'm scared. At least honest ako. Sabi ni nanay, why are you scared? They're trained. I don't know langga. I'm just scared. I'm so sorry.
Again, you know, fear is a natural human emotion and it's important for us to acknowledge its presence rather than ignore it. Kasi when we ignore a certain fear, parang mas lumalaki yung bondage nito sa buhay natin, yung hold nito sa buhay natin. You know, suppressing our fear can often actually make it worse.
Mm.
So we have to allow ourselves to feel it and understand its source. Alamin natin this coming year, kung may mga kinatakutan tayo this year, is there something that made you worried? Is there something that made you fearful this past 12 months? Maybe you have to face it and understand where is it coming from.
Mm.
Importante yon. Because once you have identified that certain type of fear, that certain source of fear, you can start to develop steps, strategies, one step at a time to overcome it.
Mm. Sample na lang, balik tayo sa birds. Pag may nakita kong birds sa church, dati talaga I would be like frozen stiff. Kaso yung children ko, they love running towards the birds. And they know that I'm afraid.
Anong type of bird ito?
Yung mga pigeons.
Wow. Is it called calipati?
Yeah, the calipati, you know? Ay, hindi, di ba calipati dove yun?
Pareho lang.
Pigeon.
Yeah, pigeon.
Yung mga pigeon.
Yung dove kasi masikat na yung sabon eh. Kaysa sa talagang animal.
You're such a dandanaga.
Ano pa? Pigeon, you know, pigeon.
Yung mga pigeon. Mm. Yeah, and yung mga pigeons that, you know, that float or fly. Float? Balloon. That fly around the church. And I know my children want to go near them. Before, I would be like dumbstruck and I would be frozen in place. But because I know my children want to go, I have to like develop yung mga mental... like hurdles in my mind that I know they're going to approach, so I know it's going to be near. So I try to come up with ways to be like, it's okay. They're not out to get me. I can keep my distance, but I need to hold my children. Ganyan.
Ako naman yung fear ko, yung when we started this business, my fear is what other people will say, my fear is failing, and parang nandun lahat yun. But then I have to face it.
Mm.
I will not know until I try, and then it's like, I've come to both of us have discussed this, na there is no such thing as, you know, a loss cause. Everything, even in failure, you learn and gain something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, might as well just face it one day at a time. I'm still afraid every time I make a call, every time I try to talk to a certain
person,
business-related matter.
Or when you search for a location.
Yeah, I feel the fear of being rejected, of not finding the right place, which is until now, we're still looking. Please, mga langga, please pray for us. Natatakot ako. Laki na nilabas namin pera.
Truth.
No, it's not like that. It's like, you know, like, facing the fear one day at a time, that there's still hope, there is something to look forward to, that there are certain blessings that will outweigh whatever you're fearing. And to really just look at it in the face and acknowledge that it's there. Yeah. Mm. That's step number one.
Right.
Step number two is, of course, when you identify the fear, when you decide to look at it straight on its eyes and face, ito yung kinakatakutan ko, ito yung bagay na hindi ko alam ang gagawin, what's the next thing to do? Hindi mo alam gagawin mo eh. Step number two is seek God's guidance.
We as Catholics, you know, or we as children of God, we have a very, very powerful tool on our side, and this is prayer. And it is through prayer where you and I can discover and pull from, you know, a great source of strength and courage whenever we have to face yung kinakatakutan natin. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be able to talk to God about your fears, about your anxieties. And you know what? What's amazing that even when you're angry or even when you're anxious and there are all these big feelings sa puso natin, God can take it. Kung galit ka, sabihin mo. Kung takot ka, sabihin mo sa kanya. He can take it. He's bigger than everything that you think na is overwhelming you. And it's at that point when yung the humility of our heart to be able to ask for His guidance, to ask for His support sa mga moments of anxiety, of fear, of worry.
Yeah, you have to remember, you know, courage is not the absence of fear, but acknowledging that the fear is there
and moving forward.
Because right. You know that you are not alone, that God is always with you, that He will never abandon you in the time of your need. Even in the time that you don't need Him, He is there.
Or you think you don't need Him. We need Him at all times. But sometimes, yung pride natin.
Kaya ko na to.
Oo. Hindi ko na siya kailangan.
Hindi ko na siya kailangan kasi last time nagtiwala ako sa Kanya.
Hindi nangyari.
Last time nagkatuluyan nung pinagdadasal ko.
Mismo, the dreams that I offered up to Him before, wala. Iba yung nangyari. Hindi exactly. Na, right? So, but however, there is a disclaimer here. But,
of course, there's a disclaimer na, but, Brother Jeric naman. Wow, Brother Jeric.
Brother Jeric, nasa feast pala tayo. Uy.
O, diba? Parang, ginagawa ko naman, ma-attend naman ako ng church, I go to mass, I pray.
I'm a good person.
I'm a good person. Grabe yung devotion ko nga this year for me to find my one true love. You know, you may say you're trying to work on your faith, but then, I ask you back something na, what are you doing? To what extent are you taking it seriously? Baka kasi naging
methodical?
Methodical ka na, di ba?
Or maybe we're just there, like checklist,
yeah,
right?
Checklist yung method.
Parang, okay, you pray one Our Father. Okay, you wake up in the morning then just pray. It's not, prayer should not be a checklist.
Yes, gaano ka kaseryoso sa prayer life mo? Because, let's say, sa trabaho, hindi mo naman sasabihin na, ay, Monday ngayon, di ako papasok. Papasok ba ako? Di ba parang, you're never
parang,
going
parang,
not...
Parang family yung mga statement yun.
What I mean is, you're never going to not go to work. You'll never say like, ay, Monday, nakalimutan ko may trabaho ako today.
Yeah, exactly.
O yung tipong gano'n na, nagising ka, malilate ka na, tapos sabi mo, ha? Hala, may pasok nga pala today. Nakalimutan kong, kailangan kong pumasok. The same thing with prayer, the same thing with faith, that the happiest people, they don't leave it up to chance. When it comes to your faith life, when it comes to seeking God's guidance, you don't leave it up to chance.
Right.
Number three.
Remember your purpose.
Yeah,
I think we've done episodes about this, or we spoke about this, and I think one major question that we have to remember here is what is your motivation for doing the thing you're afraid of? Minsan kasi we just push ourselves to do something, but we don't really look into the reason or the motivation behind why we're actually doing something. Minsan kasi nasasanay lang tayo.
Minsan you're going for the rush of it.
Yes, for the thrill of doing something. Or maybe it's just been carried forward. Yung parang natutunan natin sa trabaho, sa mga bosses natin, natutunan natin from our parents and from the people around us. And we just continue that tradition. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's for you. Kaya when we look back at the reason why we're doing something, when we ask ourselves the motivation, then it gives us a chance to see, do I really need to do this? Is it really worth tackling the fear that's associated with the thing I want to do?
For example, you're going for a position in a company or you're looking for a career boost. Yung tipong, if you're real with yourself, okay ka na eh. Pero you're trying to recreate that thrill. Nasa hedonic treadmill ka na naman. You're going from one high to another high because you have achieved a certain career goal. Parang, ito na yun. Ito na yung pagiging manager. Baka kailangan ko maging senior manager.
Right.
You know, without even reflecting on it. You know, is it really to serve God, to help others if you're real with yourself? Or to make a positive impact in the world? Or is it just for your ego?
Right.
You know, is it just for the approval of others? Is it just for a false affirmation that you're seeking by doing and chasing things that will not give you the happiness that you're seeking?
Yeah.
Remember yourself, reminding yourself of your purpose can give you the strength to persevere in the face of fear.
You know, we are called, Mangalangga, to live a life of purpose in the big things, in the small things, and sana hindi niyo po marinig yung washing machine namin.
Yun yung purpose ko, magsampay.
Oo, magsampay ngayon. Kasi gusto namin naman na pag bagong taon, wala kaming...
Bagong taon ay may bagong laba.
Yeah, exactly. Bagong sampay. Never nawawala sa family na rin yung sampay, no? Kasi ever since na ako yung napang-asawa mo, palagi na lang may sampay sa bahay. So yeah, so we going back.
Hobby mo yun eh. Bakit yan ba yung purpose mo?
Bakit? Nag-declutter kasi tayo. Kaya nakakonti na yung mga damit na nilusot
natin. So kasalanan ko pa na nagtapot
tayo wala ng gamit. Wala akong sinabi.
Please go back to
going
the point.
Going back to remembering the purpose of this conversation, which is to live a life of purpose. And sa lahat ng mga decision natin, whether it be career-wise, family-wise, personal dreams and hopes and aspirations, we are called to deeper our desire for enjoyment.
As well,
yes. To discover na, yes, I find joy. And it's not just something na...
Work lang.
Or not something na parang, okay, I'll get a thrill from becoming the next level sa career path. Pero... ano lang yun eh, hanggang offer letter na lang yun eh. Pag na-sign mo na siya, wala.
At saka yung enjoyment din ah. Sinasabi namin dito, deeper desire for enjoyment. Yung talagang enjoyment na meant sa atin ng Panginoon, hindi lang yung pleasurable.
Right.
Kasi pwede rin ma-addict ka sa pleasure.
Right.
Shopping ka ng shopping.
Right.
Ito daw yung purpose, sabi ni Brother Jeric, nag-e-enjoy ako sa pag-shopping. So talagang i-enjoy ko to. No, I'm not talking about pleasure. Or neither yung sinabi nga ni Apple, joyless work, just because you're gaining some money from it or financial blessing, financial.
Of course, a disclaimer, generation. Hindi namin sinasabi na mali mag-aspire to grow in your career. The point of the matter is, where is your heart at when you desire for this next step?
Exactly. Enjoyment. Ibig sabihin yun yung ano, you're able to enjoy God's blessing with others.
Mm.
That's where you multiply the enjoyment.
Hindi
lang para sa the serve. Na na mentality, di ba? Minsan kasi tuloy-tuloy yung deserve. Kaka-deserve. Sineserve mo lang yung sarili mo.
Exactly.
Okay. So, number four. So, we had three steps already. Acknowledge and accept your fear. Step number two is seek God's guidance. Number three is remember your purpose. Number four is, okay. So, okay, alam ko na yung tatlong steps. Ano yung next?
Step number four. Is it take small steps? Minsan kasi in our rush, tayo kasi mga tao, we humans are quite impatient with when it's something. Oh, when it's something that we really desire, when we desire for something good, when we desire for something better, we tend to be impatient with the steps that are needed to receive it, to achieve it, to have it in our lives. And the thing is, we need to understand then, we can't and we shouldn't try to do everything at once. Yung minsan din kasi, when we have big dreams, sometimes we dream so big that we think that they're unattainable already. But we forget that we need to take those small steps in order to achieve the dream. It's possible.
Ngayon, paparating na yung January, no?
Mga 2 days from now.
Based on studies, January usually is the highest enrollment rate in gyms.
Oh.
Kasi lahat nagmamadaling magka-6-pack. Kaso pagdating ng mga mid-Feb, Walang tumutubong pandesal, no? So, talagang magkikwit na. Pero yung contract na kinuha mo pang one year.
Patay tayo diba? Sa installment dyan.
Exactly. Or nagmamadali ka, no, kailangan makakuha na tayo ng bagong bahay or bagong sasakyan o bagong damit.
And now
it's now or never. Kasi right. Pag hindi natin nabili, pagpasok ng taon, baka hindi swerte yung brief na mabili ko.
Ay, grabe. May swerte yung brief? Yung hindi bacon?
No, yung swerte yung brief, yung kahit hindi mo laban, okay na.
Ay, wow. Ano yun? Ano daw?
Pag yung swerteng brief, yung mag-isang pumapasok sa washing machine.
Scaring.
Sa washing. Anyway.
Let's not go there, okay? That can go like in a whole spiral. Wag na.
Again, don't try to do everything at once. You know, start taking small, manageable. Every one of us is different. Everyone, you should not compare apples to apples because no one is the same apple. Hindi naman tayo pare-pareho.
Right.
Huwag mong tingnan yung buhay ng ibang tao.
maybe run your own race.
Yeah, maybe you're comparing someone's middle race already with your initial startup.
Mm.
You know, as you successfully complete each step, your confidence naman will grow.
Mm.
Kaya yung iba naghahanap ng perfect job, naghahanap ng perfect perfect spouse or naghahanap ng perfect community, perfect church. You know, these things, you need to take the first step first and adjust along the way, because as you go, your confidence will grow, your preferences will change, you will know yourself better, you'll be more likely to take on bigger challenges because you have gained the first step, and then next step, and then the following step. So it's the same with everything, whether it be career or business or faith even. Minsan na daunting, di ba? Sabi mo, yung magbukas ng Bible kasi katakot. Start with devotional. Start with Hallow. Right? You can do the daily devotionals in Hallow. If hindi mo nasimulan yung Bible in a year last year, pwede mo pa rin na masimulan ngayon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's never too late for us to...
If you don't want to read, if you can't... Deeper. If you don't want to read, you can't read and go to Hallow. You can listen to it. You just, it's just a click of a button on your phone.
That's the beauty of it. You know, our happiness based on studies, they're actually dictated by three things. Your own genetics yung una. 50% of our joy in life, our happiness daw, can be affected by genetics. So, look, paano yung genetics ko?
Kaya diba?
Hindi maganda kasi kaya, malungkot diba? Yung mga parents ko. Yan.
Kaya diba? It's like, you can see na... usually, pag masaya yung mag-asawa,
masayahin din yung mga anak.
Masayahin din yung mga bata. Uh-huh.
So 50% nga
daw. Pero 50% lang yun.
50%.
Oo.
Eh, ano yung sumunod na 50%? Ako, 25% daw ay galing sa circumstances.
Siyempre, mahirap naman maging masaya pag gutom na gutom ka na kasi hindi kayo nakabili ng pagkain.
Oo, nako, circumstances.
Diba? You know, hungry na yung asawa
wala
mo.
Wala kang control dyan. Yung genetics, wala kang control. Di mo pwedeng piliin yung magulang mo.
True.
Yung circumstances din, you know, things can be
beyond
your control. Sometimes things can go parang positive.
Yes.
Tapos suddenly it will crash to negative.
Yes, and we've seen it a lot this year in a lot of the tragedies that have occurred around the world.
You know, you cannot control the highs and the lows. But one thing is for sure, circumstances will never stay the same.
Right.
They will always change.
Mm.
So ngayon sa isipin mo, naku, paano yan? 75%.
Hindi ko makontrol.
Hindi ko makontrol. Hindi ako magiging masaya next year.
Mm.
The good thing is, that's why we're tackling taking small steps, is because 25% of your happiness can be affected by your habits.
Mm.
And habits, actually, you have to be thinking about it all the time because they manage your genetics. Mm. Your habits can manage your genetics. For example, your genetics is meron kayong yung insomnia yung family mo.
Mm.
You can manage it by building the right habits for you to have a good sleep pattern next year.
Mm.
Or, and at the same time, yung habits din, it gives you a better chance in your circumstances. Because when you have the right habits in place, whether the lows of life come in next year, because you have healthy habits in place, you are able to manage the circumstances better.
Better.
For example, magkaroon ng crisis sa family mo next year.
Mm.
We don't know. Maybe in your health. But if you have built the right habits of saving emergency fund month in and month out, when that circumstance, it's not a matter of
whether it will happen,
whether
or
it
not.
Will happen or not, or it's a matter of when it will happen.
Right.
But because you have built the healthy habits of saving, you have a better chance of handling that circumstance.
Right.
So habits, take it one small step at a time. Manageable to you. Yung manageable sa'yo.
Right.
Number 5.
To celebrate your victories.
Yun.
Minsan kasi, masaya naman kasi talaga magsabi at mag-share at mag-post.
Mm-hmm.
Pag may malaking victory.
Yun.
Yung mag-hashtag blessed.
Yan.
Yung mga ganyan. Yung Jesus loves me kasi meron akong ganyan yan. Diba? God loves me, mga ganyan. Thank you, Lord. Meron akong ganyan. The thing is, minsan, we forget that victories always come in different shapes and forms, and we need to be able to take the time to acknowledge and to celebrate yung accomplishments. Minsan kasi para sa'yo,
kailangan grand.
minsan, yun nga, kasi minsan para sa'yo, it's only worth celebrating when it's acknowledged by other people. Mm. Diba?
Kailangan big deal din sa ibang tao.
Oo. Kailangan, in comparison to the person beside me, it needs to be bigger. So, otherwise, it's not worth it anymore.
Correct. Kunyari, ano, kunyari, today, nakatulog ka ng maaga. 8 hours a day. Oh. Pero 8 hours for this day.
Oo.
Sabi mo, ay, di ko lang celebrate. Biyaya. Pero, di ko na lang isi-celebrate to kasi hindi naman to big deal sa iba.
Mm.
Di ba may mga ganon, yung tipong makakain ka ng Jollibee ng solo meal, di ba? Nang walang pag, hindi mo kinocompute. Bumili ka ng two-piece chicken joy with rice and extra gravy. Samahan mo na lang ng Sarsi float.
Tapos, pero yung, pero makita mo yung mga kaibigan, oh, kumakain sa five-star Michelin restaurant.
Hindi ko na lang
restaurant.
To, ano, hindi ko na lang to, let's say, share or hindi ko na lang to hindi i-mention.
Hindi ko na lang i-appreciate
yung accomplishment na to kasi.
Tanggalin na natin yung pag-post.
Oh, let's say,
kahit i-appreciate mo lang, ay, Jollibee lang yung nakayanan ko eh, buti pa yung
buti pa
iba.
Buti pa yung iba.
Nakapaglipad for a two-week vacation sa ibang bansa.
Oh. Samantalang ako, nakalipad lang ako sa second level ng kama ko.
No, exactly, right?
Diba? This year, nasa, it's because correct,
it's,
diba?
And oftentimes, if, well, actually, all the time, whenever we fail to acknowledge the victories that we have, the achievements we've received sa buhay natin, it's because of a lack of gratitude.
Ako yan eh, ako yan. Si Apo, lagi ako nire-remind. Ano sinasabi mo sa akin?
Short?
Hindi.
To wear your shorts after you drop.
Yung ano. Ba,
may suit ka naman dito sa bahay.
Nakalimutan yung English noon. Ang hirap talaga. Yung ano, yung, wag mong i, ano.
Sell yourself short?
Yeah.
Short kasi. Short.
Uh-oh. Don't short yourself.
Don't short because it's cold.
Don't short yourself because it's not bagay.
Only short if it's bagay and if you're in the beach.
Kasi minsan ganyan ako, sabihin ko, sorry lang ga, ito lang yung ano, sorry ga, hindi ako nakaganyan. Sorry ga, ito lang yung kinita ko sa extra. Sabi ni Apple, no ba? Diba ko yun? Okay lang yan, parang hindi ka bumili ng kung ano.
Gratitude pa rin yung source niya.
Sabihin ko, sorry ga, ano, dami kong kailangan tapusin. Sabihin na naman ni Apple, don't sell yourself short naman.
Don't short yourself.
Don't short because, you know.
It's not bagay.
Again, mga langga, celebrate your small victories because this will help you. Health you.
Health you, oh, yes.
Sorry
langga,
kasi yung piko nagiging F. Kasi I'm truly Filipino. Not like you, you're fake.
Nasaan na tayo? No? Wala ako eh.
This will help you stay motivated.
Mismo, yes.
And you have to keep moving forward even when facing new challenges.
Ito nga yung sinasabi namin kanina, right? Not everybody's as happy as everybody else because we're unique. What makes you happy doesn't need to, it will not become
exactly
the reason for somebody else's happiness. Mm. But you have to acknowledge with gratitude if it makes you happy. Siyempre, disclaimer ha, kailangan wholesome yan, true yan, authentic joy yan. It needs to be celebrated kasi ikaw yan ni. Eh.
Stop to celebrate. Yeah. Tsaka no, dapat next year siguro, I think we have to figure out the little things that make us happy.
Mm.
I think the world is pushing us to always look at what is shiny, what is new, what is grand.
Mm.
I think we have to figure out the little things that make us happy rather than just being forced by this society into what they want you to do.
Sample lang
maybe
kanina.
It's a smaller grinder, you know.
Ito naman tayo. Sample lang kanina. There are moments sa parang sabi ko sa sarili ko, sige, pag nag-maternity leave na ako, time na ako, pwede ko ilabas yung mga bata kung saan-saan. Yung ipapa-museum ko sila, ipapagayangay sila, kung ano yung gagawin ko. Pero kanina, nung nag-meeting kasi kami, mga langga, for the district. And we went to a park.
For the feast.
For the feast.
District. Baka sabihin nila, tumatakbo tayo sa politika.
Hunger Games. Oh my goodness me. Okay. No. We had a meeting for the feast. And we went to a park. Kasi there was a cafe where the gentlemen had their meeting. And the kids, they were just so ang saya nila. They were just playing in the sand. As in, umuwi kami. Akala mo, nag-sandstorm kasi pati yung ulo nila, puro buhangin. And it was just this simple things like this made the children happy. And I think we're called to remember what it's like to be childlike. And when we're childlike sa puso natin, mas makaka-celebrate tayo. We can celebrate these victories, these achievements, yes, these gifts, because our heart will be full of gratitude.
Again, mga langga, these are certain steps. Let's just review the 5 steps. Number 1 is acknowledge and accept your fear. Number 2 is seek God's guidance.
Number 3 is to remember your purpose. Step 4 is to take the small steps so that finally step number 5.
Celebrate your victories. Again, mga langga, we just want you to remember that you are not alone. Many people struggle with fear, but with faith and perseverance, you can overcome it and achieve your goals for this year. You are not alone. Wag kang ano. Hindi, sabihin, you know, let us.
Dapat encouraging to. Tapos, wag kang ano.
Hindi, kasi ako, patapos na tayo, di ba?
Wag kang ano.
Anyway, don't fall into the loneliness epidemic. Loneliness pandemic that we're in. A lot of us, maybe this year, we're like, you know what? I'm gonna detach myself. And, you know, kasi pasakit to mga kaibigan ko, to mga pamilya ko. You know, there's so much loneliness in the world. Wag ka nang dumagdag.
There's so much loneliness.
And since you're listening in this podcast, I just want you to know you'll never be alone because you have the grace of God with you. And God's grace is powerful. It can help us overcome any obstacle, including fear. You also have discernment. We did an episode of this.
Series.
Series of this, discernment. Kailangan mo rin yan, yung prayer and reflection. It helps us to discern kung totoo ba itong mga kinakatakutan natin, whether our fears are justified or whether they are just holding us back from God's will for us. And of course,
as Catholics, we have the gifts of the church, the gifts of the faith. You know, when we discover the lives of the saints that came before us, they serve as a source of inspiration and encouragement. And we encourage for you, hanapin niyo yung mga stories of saints who have battled with fear and who were able to overcome them with God's grace.
Amen.
Right.
Before we close this episode, we have a
tradition
every single year of this podcast. How long have we been podcasting? I think 4 years now.
Magfo-4 na ata tayo. Yes.
Yeah. So, this is our tradition every single
year. Grabe. End of the year. 24 na. Sorry. Nag-moment lang ako. I got lost. Sorry, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 4 years na, pero hindi pa rin tayo marunong mag...
We still talk over each other.
Anyway. So we're gonna share our themes for 2024.
Ay, bago natin i-share yun, balikan lang natin, ano yung theme mo for 2023?
Oh my gosh, for 2023, wholehearted.
Wholehearted. In review, kamusta yung pagiging wholehearted mo this year?
Ayun, nagkaroon ako ng maraming deal sa wholesale. Dapat pala
seryoso.
Wholesale pala yung team
seryosong sagot. Seryoso yung tanong ko. Ayusin mo.
Siguro wholehearted kung tinanggap yung mga bagay na dati ko pang tinatry kontrolin. Wholeheartedly, beautiful. I've recognized that there are certain things that is out of my control.
Right.
Wholeheartedly, I've recognized that only God can change hearts. And wholeheartedly, that no matter how much you love someone, they can only change themselves.
Ako naman, my theme for 2023 was grace. And sa sobrang dami na pinagdaanan ng puso natin this year, yung family natin this year, and yung puso ko this year, it was only through grace. Na siguro, sa ibang taon, siguro na nabuang na gid ko. But it's like, it was really, truly grace that sustained me personally, for us to be able to reach this year and look back at 2023 and say na it was a very, very challenging year, but it wasn't a bad year. It was so full of grace. And grabe yung gracia kasi lumabas. Gracia si Gianna, diba?
Wow.
Yeah, so
babakanta na ako. Amazing grace, how sweet
Nice naman ba yung karaoke?
God save the wretch like me.
Okay, so
okay. Anyway,
grace and wholehearted. Wholehearted. So let's go to 2024. Oh. What's your theme for 2024?
Anyway, sa mga langga na ngayon pala nakikinig, you can visit our episode 42 to explain ano ba itong mga themes. Why do we do this every single year? It's because we believe that your happiness becomes more about how you behave rather than what you achieve. Kasi a lot of you right now, nag-iisip na kayo ng mga goal setting nyo, no? Pero kung wala kayong theme na mag-a-anchor sa inyo, nako, mahirap matupad, mafo-frustrate ka. Kaya kami, nagsawa na kami sa, nag-goal setting pa rin kami, pero meron kaming overall arching theme. Kasi the theme kinda helps you question, what do I need to do every day? Yung ginagawa ko ba ngayon, naka-align sa theme ko for the year? What do I need to practice every day? Instead of goals na, hala, hindi ko ito natupad. Hala, hindi ko nabawasan yung timbang ko. Wag na lang, hindi ko na lang bawasan, dagdagan ko na lang. So, yun yung nangyayari.
Wow.
Kaya tayo nagti-theme. So, anyway, my theme for this year, this coming year, is courage.
Ay, wow.
Yes.
Okay, explain.
For me, this type of courage, yung courage na how I understood it, is a choice. Sabi, ito yung definition na gusto ko ng courage. It's a choice, a deliberate act of facing what scares you. Not because you're fearless, but because something bigger than fear calls to you.
Beautiful.
Sa akin, yung pangarap to natapos. Siguro, in a way, I'm transitioning to another stage in my work life. I want to try something that I have been, you know, kind of postponing for the longest time. Things that I've been postponing. It's the dance. Itong gustong-gusto kong definition ng courage. It's the dance between acknowledging vulnerability and rising above it. The whisper that says, I may be scared, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Courage. Everything that, in retrospect, everything that I did, I was fearful of starting. This podcast, I was fearful. I didn't know how to start. I didn't know how long it will last. My work at Halo, I was fearful to submit my audio because I didn't have the experience. I may not have the voice, the capacity for Tagalog. That they need.
Ikaw compared to moi?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, I'm talking Tagalog. It's deep Tagalog.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so deep. I don't get it.
So many things that I was fearful of doing, I did it anyway. And those are the things that are giving me life. And I've read a very powerful quote just to end my courage theme, is that yung burnout, it's not because we're doing a lot of things. Burnout maybe is caused by something that we're doing less of the things that creates a spark from within.
Wow. I like that.
Right? Because the definition of the world of burnout is that, because you're doing so many things that causes you to burn out. But most of the time, if we're actually true with ourselves, it's just because we do so little of the things that creates a spark within us. Totoo, di ba? Minsan nababawasan natin yung mga bagay that keeps us alive from within. And that causes us burnout as well.
Nag-commented mo
correct.
Sa Gian.
Siguro yung burnout, kasi nga, yung burning fire from within has burned out. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How about you, Langga?
Ako naman, like, it's been actually a couple of weeks, if not the whole month of December, na pinagdadasal ko. Kasi alam ko, parating to eh. Like, we always talk about it anyways at, like, the last days of the year. And for some reason, one word kept coming up sa mga prayer, sa prayer ko, or like when I would think about it, it was restore.
Buti hindi refund.
Return.
Return within 30 days of purchase. As long as it's in good package.
Okay. Sige.
Okay, joke lang.
Pwede rin. Ang daming bagong dripper.
Tinapon ko na lahat yung mga box.
Ay,
And just to be,
you
know what? This is your time. Kalas, go. Continue with your story. I don't want to explain myself. It was given to me. It was a gift. Explain pa rin.
Sige nga, balikin. Okay. So, going back to restore, and I like this definition where restoration can be defined as the act of returning something to its former condition of making something new again, but it can also make things better than their current state. It's yung, especially sa Bible, the scripture talks a lot about yung the gift of the Heavenly Fathers, yung the restoration, yung restoring power niya. It's one of the biggest and greatest gifts, promises ng Diyos para sa atin. And I came across this verse kanina while we were, syempre, preparing for this episode.
Maging totoo ka nga, binasa mo na yung outline natin 10 minutes ago.
Oo! Kanina! Hindi naman 3 minutes ago.
I mean, kanina lang.
Kanina lang. Kasi hindi ko nga siya mahanap.
Kasi while we were preparing, as if days.
Hindi, sabi ko while we were preparing kanina. Over ka. Hindi naman ako nagsisinungaling.
Okay, let's restore. Restore the truth of this conversation.
Kanina ko lang po talaga nabasa. Okay, sinabi ko naman.
Sorry, hindi so, naman ako na restore my hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Anyways, while I was looking for verses and looking for yung sinasabi na parang mga scriptural promises of restoration, ito, grabe, for some reason, na ano talaga yung puso ko when I came across this verse from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And then the verse goes, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you."
Amen.
Nung binasa ko talaga siya, sabi ko, Lord, grabe, parang sobrang, especially like this year, parang culmination siya ng suffering, ng labor pains.
Yes.
Parang lahat ng mga for the previous years, parang nag-culminate siya to this year. Sabi ko, Lord, parang hindi ko na kaya. Ayoko na talaga.
Sabi natin, mga iyak natin, parang, Lord, hindi naman po graduation. Ayoko po ng culmination. Tapos
sabi
na po
ko,
kami sa pag-aaral.
Oo, pero sabi ko, Lord, yun nga yung sinasabi ko kanina, diba? Yung parang grasya, like that was the grace. Because I felt like there was so many things that was lost this year. A lot of joy, a lot of...
Missed opportunities.
A lot of... There was a lot of pain this year.
Hindi, mga weeks na wala aming episode,
ganyan. Parang feeling ko like hindi nga lang... ako bilang tao, kundi tayo bilang pamilya, and even us as a world generally, there was just so much pain. And sabi ko, Lord, I don't know kung ano pa po yung mangyayari tomorrow or the following year, but I really ask for the grace, the continuation of the grace, to be able to hold fast sa promise nyo of restoration. Sabi ko, Lord, please yung restore our health, yung physical health, yung emotional health. For a lot of people, maybe even listening to this episode, yung mental health nila, yung spiritual health, yung to be able to connect with you again. Lord, please restore yung joy namin sa inyo, yung joy namin sa mga tao sa paligid namin, yung joy namin even in the simple things. Restore yung relationships namin, yung the relationships that were destroyed, the relationships that were ruined. Restore yung strength namin to be able to endure what is to come. Restore yung confidence namin sa sarili namin, ang confidence namin sa inyo bilang Diyos namin. Not so irrestore kung what was broken so that we can go back to how it was. Pero restore us so that we would be better than what it was before. Mas gusto ko yun yung na-restore siya, not to yung before, kasi baka sira na yung dati. Maybe it was the way how the situation was before.
That's true.
It was broken. It shouldn't have been that way. But to restore so it would be better than what it was before. Tapos, just to end itong my short TED talk, I saw this quote by St. Augustine, and he said, "Our whole business, therefore, in this life is to restore to health the eye of the heart whereby God may be seen."
Amen.
O, di mo nag-TED talk ako.
Ganda. Courage and
restore.
Restore. Sa inyo mga langga, what's your theme for this coming year? For this year, I hope that wherever you are, God's hand and His joy and His faithfulness and His message of hope resonates with you.
And so as we end this episode, we end this year's list of mga episodes, we would like to pray for you, Langga, if you're listening right now, that we may welcome the new year together as mga langga, as the beloved of God. And no matter what prayer you may have at the deepest corner of your heart, whether you're willing to admit it or not, we know that the Lord is listening to you.
This is my prayer for you, mga langga. This is our prayer to you, whoever is listening right now. From Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. This is me, Jeric.
And this is Apple.
Always reminding you
na palangga ka sang Diyos.